For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says the Crown Prince was not responsible or involved in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a Fox News interview, Adel Ajuber says he wants Khashoggi's family to know there will be repercussions.
This is a terrible mistake. This is a terrible tragedy. Our condolences go out to them. We feel their pain, and I wish this didn't happen, and I wish that this could have been avoided. Unfortunately, a huge and grave mistake was made, and I assure them that those responsible will be held accountable.
Also on Fox News, Senator Rand Paul responds.
I think it stretches credulity to believe that the Crown Prince wasn't involved in this.
On ABC's This Week, when asked if President Trump should release information related to his financial ties to the Saudi kingdom, Congressman Peter King had this to say.
When I was fighting for 9/11 families to sue the Saudis, that's the only time during the Obama administration that Congress was able to override his veto. That's how strongly he felt about shielding the Saudis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The top Russian diplomat says President Trump's intention to withdraw from a landmark 1987 treaty on nuclear weapons control is a perilous move. The GOP chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, tells CNN's State of the Union the president may be using rhetoric to bring Russia back into compliance, but other arms treaty moves would be unwise.
Maybe they want to end the New START treaty. I think that would be a huge mistake. The START treaty has worked. I feel responsible with others, but I really led the charge to cause it to be ratified, and it's worked.
The 87-year-old former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev, who signed the treaty along with then-President Ronald Reagan, says Trump's plan to withdraw from the key Cold War nuclear weapons treaty is a reversal of efforts to achieve nuclear disarmament. The floor of a condominium clubhouse near Clemson University collapsed during a large private party early Sunday, dropping about 30 people into the basement. Video shot by Jeremy Tester shows a large part of the first floor falling as people danced. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On a cross-country tour to support Democratic candidates in the midterm elections, the mayor of Los Angeles says Democrats can capture Latino voter attention. Eric Garcetti tells CNN's State of the Union he cares more right now about the midterms than about his own political ambitions for 2020.
I'm having important conversations at home, but I'm mostly focused in the next 16 days at making sure we have a Congress, because President Trump isn't on the ballot, but Congress that enables him is, that seems to be either bullies, brown nosers, or bunglers, folks who are either kissing up to the president, folks who are mirroring his bullying, or folks who are just ineffective at getting anything done.
Here's sound released by TMZ of the confrontation in a Louisville, Kentucky restaurant when a group of men approached Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and his wife and started heckling them as they were wrapping up their meal.
Why don't you get out of here? Why don't you leave your entire country?
Other people in the restaurant, including members of the staff, can be seen coming to McConnell's defense by telling the men to back off. Earlier in the evening, a woman approached McConnell's table and called him a traitor, while other patrons in the restaurant clapped, and that according to the Courier-Journal. This is not the first time this year McConnell has been approached by protesters. Back in July, McConnell was followed to his car by hecklers outside another restaurant. More people have joined that group of Central American migrants trying to cross from Guatemala through Mexico to get to the United States. The number swelled Saturday night to around 5,000 by some accounts. For U.S.